Thought that for the first 20 minutes when it was 11v11, I thought we were doing okay. And then as soon as the sending off went, we got sloppy and lazy and our quality went for a little bit. So in the end, I suppose it's a good point, but when you play at least half of the game with an extra man, I would expect a little bit more quality than that. But I suppose you can't argue with coming back from what we came back from.
Obviously, the red card for them was pivotal, and the red card for Hope Akpan was also pivotal.
It is, yeah. Like I say, I thought we were doing okay up till the sending off the first one, and then we just changed our mentality for some reason, and we got sloppy. And obviously, Hope in the end ends up diving in and costing himself another sending off. So the game often gets stretched and open when it's 10v10, and that's how it ended up.
Paul Jones made a massive save against Matt Derbyshire, and that goes in after it's already 1-0. That's pretty much game over, isn't it? And he saved you.
Well, he saved that, but then we went down the other end, and to be fair, their goalkeeper for the last 15 minutes kept them in it, I think, because we should have won the game comfortably for the last 15 minutes. So you could argue that both goalkeepers played a big part, but having Paul making the save at 1-0 certainly meant that we were still in the game. So, we looked a little bit leggy today. I thought we looked a little bit tired, and it's been a difficult run of games. So maybe it's good that we have a bit of a break now.
So, would you think they looked a bit fatigued from after Tuesday night?
Yeah, one or two. I don't know. We were just a bit flat and a bit short in terms of, it was difficult conditions with the wind and the rain, and the pitch was cutting up a little bit, so it didn't make the game free flowing. And obviously there was quite a few fouls, but I thought both teams gave it a good go.
Nicky Adams, I thought, was superb, and obviously the play with Carl McFadzean as well, man of the match, and a great goal to get you guys level.
Yeah, unfortunately we had to rely on a centre half to come and show him how to do it, but we had enough chances before that to go and win the game as well. But I thought Kyle was excellent and deserved of his goal and the man of the match.
Been on a great run of form there. I suppose on the whole grand schemes, I think it's not a bad overall picture for the club.
No, it's a mark of how far we've come when we're disappointed we're sitting second in the league. So we're sitting second in the league and we're all downhearted, which yes, we need to take stock of how far we've come. If you'd have said to me at the beginning of the season you're second after 15 games, everyone would have snatched your hand off. But when you see what we've seen today, we can do so much better. But to be sitting second and look at the clubs we're above, it speaks volumes of how hard the players have worked and the staff.